Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The following is a press release from Hizb ut-Tahrir, Kenya. The sighting of the moon has been turned into a patriotic and a political issue, and no longer a fiqh issue. It's very unfortunate, instead of the Muslims to commence their holy month of Ramadan in peace and blessings, like the month itself, it is just the beginning of hostility amongst Muslims, precipitated by the issue of sighting the moon. The colonial agreement between Britain and France, the Sykes-Picot of dividing the Muslims along colonial borders and ruling them through agents, who are the current leaders in the Muslim countries, for a long time they've been identifying themselves by their nationalism, patriotism, and regionalism. The worst situation is that each country has its own scholars and religious councils, and the worst is that these councils keep issuing despicable fatwas that contradict reality, that contradict directly the Sharia evidences. We categorically state that fasting and Eid celebration is worshipping, and hence Muslims are anticipated to abide by the Sharia and not by their whims, as witnessed today under secular governments. Based on this reality, despite having two genuine opinions on the issue of sighting the moon, the global opinion and the regional opinion, but due to the effects of Sykes-Picot, now we have a new foreign opinion that the sighting of the moon is for patriotism. Therefore, even if between two countries there is a difference in 1, 3, or 4 minutes, Muslims do not fast as a unity globally or even within the same country. We reiterate clearly that living under these secular nations, they have inflicted harm on the unity of the Muslims, which was made compulsory by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and hold firmly to the rope of Allah together and do not become divided. Surah Al Imran, Ayah 103. This verse is commanding Muslims wherever they are, they must consider themselves as one Muslim Ummah. It is not allowed for them to identify themselves as per nationalism, patriotism, and tribalism, since all of them are dreadful thoughts whose foundations do not deserve to unite people. Furthermore, we witness how these thoughts have sunk the Ummah into wars today. This situation is directly linked to the Muslims by the absence of their Islamic state of the Khilafah that is led by one leader whose statement is final. Therefore, we continue to emphasize that the re-establishment of the Khilafah on the method of the prophethood will put a stop to these conflicts between Muslims and incitements from the enemies of Islam by destroying their unity. In the Khilafah, the leader, the Khalifa or the Imam, has authority to force an Islamic opinion on Muslims to preserve their unity. Indeed, it has been said that the command of the leader removes conflicts. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.